welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey!
Oh,
hi.
Good. Excellent timing.
Well, we always time things right around here. At least we try to anyway. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to a Cheese Please Christmas.
On location here in the job of choice that we decided to do for a week.
It seemed the safest. There are no small children with sticky fingers.
No.
There are no cookies for you to ruin.
No. You want to tell them what it is?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're in the candy cane. That horn means it's break time.
Yeah, I know.
And we're in the candy cane factory twisting and wrapping candy canes.
We're here in the wrapping department. Actually, we're not doing a lot of work. We're just actually watching the machine doing all the wrapping. And then it puts it on a conveyor belt, and we actually put the candy cane boxes in the bigger boxes, and that gets shipped off to the store.
Yes.
So we're on a break right now, so we're going to play some cheesy celebrity music, and it's a rather big room, but there's no real break room around here, so we just got to work next to the machine.
Yes, and the thing is that although it's making all this noise right now, the conveyor belt is not conveying.
Ah. Why?
Because when we go and break, the conveyor belt stops. Because otherwise, there's going to be a whole pile of candy canes piled on the floor.
Well, there's going to be a whole pile for us to deal with when we get back.
That's okay. They know we're on break.
Okay. Anyway, into the music. It's Celebrity Week on the show this week. We've got Miss Piggy, the Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt, William Hung. Yes, we're playing him again.
Well, if we're going to play him, we have to play David Hasselhoff.
Yes, but we're starting off with a set with Joe Pesci at If It Didn't Snow on Christmas, our clean edit.
Yes,
of
I was going to say, there's no bad words.
Clean.
Don't worry.
Clean. So don't freak.
Please. Clean for Christmas.
Please don't freak. But we're starting off with Hervé Villechaize, that guy from,
The plane.
Yeah, from Fantasy Island, and he actually cut a song. Go figure.
He cut a whole album.
No, I don't think he cut an album, just a song.
Okay, fine.
When a Child is Born, right here on
Cheese Please Christmas
at the Factory.
Cette chanson est dédiée aux enfants du monde entier. A ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. Look at the field, you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems for long. This comes to pass when a child is born. Écoutez, mes enfants. And all this happens because the world is waiting. Waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow. No one knows, but a child can change. Tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone's to everyone's neighbor. Misery and suffering will be forgotten forever.
It's all a dream.
An illusion now. It must come true. Sometime soon, somehow. All across the land.
Thank you.
your oral Christmas cheese ball without the crackers and pepperoni. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the f's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful love. Wonderful. I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how does he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful.
In case of rain,
this kid's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody, come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right. Which one of you little f***s stole all the f***ing candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them from, a f***ing jail? F***ing reform school brats. Get the f*** out of here, all of you.
It was you, Raul. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing,
yes, you
Shakira.
Did.
Who took
it? Who shot? No, what are you talking about?
Keith, please. And Joe Pesci, a little cranky this holiday season.
He's cranky all the time.
And I spent a lot of time editing that to make it cheese pleasable. So if you're a little mad, you're still offended, email me.
Comments at cheeseplease.com.
Yes, blame it on me, okay? I'm sorry, that's the most offensive thing we'll ever come near on this show. Right, Daffodil?
I refuse to make a blanket statement like that.
Oh, yeah. I usually come back and bite me on the, you know what.
Does it make him back and bite you on the bum?
Yeah, sort of. Fat ass, if, you know.
Yes.
Don't touch it, yeah. Anyway, on the show this week, we're here at the factory.
The candy cane factory.
And the wrapping department, actually. We've actually seen how they actually make it, and it's...
It's really cool. It's this big machine. It twists them all up. And then it folds them over, and then it shoots them into a wrapper.
And there's like four guys that actually twist the initial part of the candy cane, and then it goes through this big machine and gets stretched out and stretched out.
And so, made smaller and smaller.
And stretched out. So, I mean, ultimately it gets down to candy cane size, but it starts out bigger than that.
Starts out huge.
Wow.
I was so surprised.
I know, it's just, I thought that they just put it in like molds or something and then just hit it with, I don't know, like freezing and...
Nope.
And no, it's like a big...
It's a big production.
Big rope or something.
It's a big production.
Anyway, back to the music, and we haven't actually got caught into the machinery or that too. We were very trained very accurately.
Yes, because I told them if they let you anywhere near that machine that you would get both of your arms twisted together.
Yes, that's why.
And that's when they decided we could come out here and sit in the box packing room.
Yes, yes, yes. That,
it's very safe out here.
We did not touch that machine, but here it's pretty safe. We just make sure things work right, and if there's a problem, we hit that big red button over there.
And then everything stops, and someone comes running and wants to know what you got your toe caught in this time.
Yes. Anyway, we're continuing with our celebrity salute this week on the show. We've got William Hung. You remember him from American Idol at some point.
Yes, worst singer ever.
Yes, that's why he's on our show. And Little Drummer Boy. As a matter of fact, you crashed the CD one year.
I thought I got rid of that forever, but look, he's back again.
Yes, and Little Drummer Boy shortly, but we're starting off with the Hoff himself. And Jingle Bells, right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Okay, everybody, you all know this one. It's called Jingle Bells. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride.
Your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness with a Cheese Please Christmas.
I have no gift to bring, Paul. Rum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa, rum-pum-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
Keys, Please, with William Hung, and I don't think we've ever played that cut by him before.
I don't think so, no.
That's not half bad, and we had Little Drummer Boy, of course, and David Hasselhoff with the classic Jingle Bells. Hey, he's big in Germany. Remember that?
Yes, he is.
It just make sure he doesn't eat hamburgers on the floor in Germany.
No,
That's the important part. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Raphael.
And this is Keys, Please. We're here. We're recording our show on our break here at the Candy Cane Factory, where we're watching the packaging equipment work, make sure everything's working well, and help actually put them in the bigger boxes as they head off to...
Stores near you.
Yes.
And I apologize for my rather weird-sounding voice. I had a mouthful of chocolate cookie and...
Where'd you get the chocolate cookie? This is a candy cane factory.
I got it out of my lunchbox. There's one in your lunchbox, too.
Oh, look at that. Where did we get these?
I made them.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. We ran out of time last week and...
I made them in the van.
Yeah. Well, we're going to eat them this week.
They're a little tiny bit dry since they're a week old.
Yeah, but they're not bad.
Still yummy.
They're not bad.
So coming up, shortly, we will have Santa Baby with Miss Piggy.
Yes.
But we're starting off this set with We Wish You Bury the Misses. With the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt. There's a typo there.
I'm sorry. Tales from the Crypt and Tales from the Crypt. Either way.
I don't know.
This is a rare CD from the 90s, and John Kassir was actually the singer, the Crypt Keeper, and in character on the TV show and on the CD. Here he is.
We wish you... See, you've done it to me now. It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear neighbor, it's the Smith down the hill. Henry and Linda and the kids Jane and Bill. We hate to complain and to be such a pest, but this holiday season we have one request. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. She's been dead since last year. She's getting quite gamey with mold on her skin. You killed her last Christmas. That's how long it has been. It's time you bury the missus. It's time you bury the missus. We wish you bury the missus. She's been dead a whole year. We'd wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. Get your life into gear. Forget what she did and forgive the poor soul. Just bury the hatchet. hatchet and dig her a hole. We don't want to be Patinskis. We don't want to be Patinskis. We don't want to be Patinskis, but we must interfere. It's true, when you killed her, you sure had just cause. She was stuck in the chimney with old Santa Claus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. It's been a long year. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. They've gone way down this year. The last thing on Christmas that folks want to see are remains of your wife on your lawn Christmas tree. We wish you'd bury the missus. We beg you, bury the missus. For God's sakes, bury the missus. We can smell her down here.
Can you believe all the crap that's been called Christmas music? Neither can we. That's why we bring you a Cheese Please Christmas.
With Santa Baby, Miss Piggy. Before that, the Creep Keeper just keeps on creeping out, people, with We Wish You Bury the Misses.
That was kind of a stinky sounding song.
Kind of creepy. But, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, Crypt Keeper, Tales from the Crypts, Crypts evening, singing Christmas songs. I can't talk.
With a Crypt Keeper twist.
Yeah, I can't talk. That's that cookie you gave me.
I told you.
Oh, got my tongue a twist. And my name is Snarf2, by the way.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have been listening to part 3 of this year's Cheese Please Christmas.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's gone so quick this week.
Every week.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just so energetic because for the last 2 days, I've been working on this whole sitting here, watching the machine do its work, and make sure everything's fine, make sure the little cellophane wrapping the candy canes is nice and tight and it's on there good, it's not running out.
Make sure the boxes are well wrapped.
Yes, and it's just, I'm very good at that. I've learned very quickly. I didn't get a lot of training, only about a half a day. And then,
making sure there's 12 candy canes in each box, because you missed one box and we got in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that was a little intense. Yeah, it's micromanaging. I won't say anything much more than that, but you know, it has to be done. It has to be done right. So I understand that, and I learned very quickly.
Exactly.
How's your part of things going, Daffodil?
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I sit here and I supervise you. I thought that was the best job ever.
And you get paid for it. I don't get that. Why don't you, like, unfold some boxes or something? I get that.
I make sure the boxes go on the pallet, and then the pallet gets wrapped in all that plastic wrap.
Oh, that's what you do. I kind of wondered. I never really
you
get
put
the...
put them in boxes.
Okay.
You put the boxes on the pallet.
Oh,
I push the button on the machine that wraps it in the plastic wrap.
Break is
over already.
Oh, that's our break alert around here.
Yeah, we got about 1 minute, and then the machine is going to start spitting out boxes, and we'll have to go do that, and we won't be able to talk anymore on the radio.
Well, you know, I'm glad we had time to take this show and wrap it up and get things done, because we got to get a show out, even though we have to work and make money. And
otherwise, there would be no Christmas presents.
Now, we're having Christmas presents next week?
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes the week work worth it, I guess.
Exactly.
Ending off the show this week, we have the Flintstones and Flintstone Christmas Night. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, happy holidays.
Oh, I think Daffodil, I don't know.
Have fun.
Yes.
Stay cheesy. Come back for more shenanigans next week.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
I'm just glad this is only 1 week. Until next week, folks, and bye.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho. Listen, Wilma, it's a Big Rock Christmas carolers, and they're singing our song.
It's Christmas time in Big Rock.
You said it.
All the Flintstone lights are hung up. The snow is falling on the ground. In a mound outside their window,
gathered round the fireplace,
Fred and Wilma in a warm embrace.
They await the Robber family
merrily this Flintstone Christmas night.
The stockings all are chiseled on the mantle. Holly wreath is hanging on the door.
And beautiful.
Pebbles wants to open all her presents with the help of a dinosaur.
That's a dino.
Oh, it's Christmas time in Bedrock.
Turtle soup brewing in the pot and delicious.
Montessori's steaks are being served.
Via bird. A celebration.
Just like Santa, all in red.
Dino's going to pull the family sled.
All the moonlit stars are twinkling,
ring-a-ling, this Bristol Christmas night. Oh, Wilma, the snow, you and the moonlight. Hey, I just gotta sing right here. La 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 la.
Joins in four-part harmony.
La 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 la.
This truly is a night to be remembered.
A prehistoric place to be.
Christmas time in Bedrock, and the starfish crows the treetop. Round the stone with piano on the moon.
Song after song, this Flintstone Christmas night.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, But it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.